The Martha O'Brien Center has anchored an East Nashville public housing development for 70 years. The nonprofit has acted as the safety net for low-income residents in the James Casey homes, providing essential services like daycare and job programs. But its focus has been changing. Joint reporting by The Tennessean and WPLN's Mariba Knight finds that as the nonprofit plans an even bigger footprint in the Casey homes, its relationship with residents is unraveling.
Inside the Martha O'Brien Center on South 7th Street, a kindergarten class wraps up lunchtime.
Oh, explorers.
Oh, yeah.
All right, boys and girls, when I
Martha O'Brien's newest elementary school, the Explore, is actually based about a mile from this building. This year, it's kindergarten class, filled with mostly higher-income kids who don't live in the complex, was relocated to Casey due to space issues. But the sounds of small children rattling around in these classrooms is a familiar one. For decades, this space was occupied by Martha O'Brien's Early Learning Center, a daycare and pre-K for low-income families that had been a keystone of this neighborhood, until suddenly, it wasn't. Last June, the nonprofit abruptly shuttered the center. Workers lost their jobs, and families had less than a month to find new childcare. According to Nina Locker, the director of the center when it closed, employees and Casey residents believed the move was an example of Martha O'Brien's retrenchment from the neighborhood.
They felt like it was more disconnected, more of a facility within a community that was not actually benefiting and supporting the community that it was in.
For years, the ELC, as it was known, had been suffering. It had plumbing problems, rodent problems, heating problems, low enrollment. Meanwhile, Lockhart says Martha O'Brien was working hard to expand its new venture, charter schools.
There were a lot of questions about the charter school, saying, you know, that, you know, we have a charter school that is booming, but yet we have an ELC that's been here for years that no one's really investing in.
For longtime Casey resident Cynthia Bodie, two of her three daughters attended Martha O'Brien's daycare, and she assumed her youngest, three-year-old Sienna, would also go. Until she went to enroll her this past August.
I'm here to sign my little girl up for early learning, and they was like, oh, we don't have those programs anymore.
Standing inside her apartment, holding Sienna, Bodie says she's noticed the drop-off in residents going to the Martha O'Brien Center, and not just for their kids.
Any problem you have, when I used to go up there, they used to help with no problem. Now you guys, they'll give you somewhere else to go to.
Martha O'Brien's shift to charter schools began in 2011, around the same time the city launched its plans to demolish Casey and rebuild it as mixed-income housing. That year, Martha O'Brien opened its first school, East End Prep, 4 miles from Casey. The Explore School followed in 2015, and schools, by their nature, offer the nonprofit more financial security, thanks to Tennessee's per-pupil funding model. No need to chase after grants. Just students. Around the same time, Martha O'Brien began to cut back many of its popular community programs, a class for fathers, adult job trainings, a successful culinary program. Longtime employee Daniel Smith, who oversaw employment and career services at Martha O'Brien, says the result was a fracturing between the nonprofit and Casey residents.
It looked like, to the community, a dumping. And we're going in this new direction.
In a matter of months, more than a dozen of Martha O'Brien's staff, Smith included, resigned or were laid off. Many of them, like Smith, had worked at the center for years. They'd built up a deep well of trust with the community, which wasn't an easy task.
We did what we could to help them not feel like you're forgotten. But of course, once the program stopped and you're not putting anything else to replace it, then it's like we forgot. We've been forgotten.
Today, the nonprofit is investing even more in charter schools. In fact, it's building a new home for its Explore School, this time inside the Casey homes. It's an unprecedented arrangement. The city's housing agency is financing the building's construction, a total of $28 million, much of which Martha O'Brien has committed to paying back. Marcia Edwards, Martha O'Brien's CEO, disputes the notion that the nonprofit is too focused on charter schools. She says they've increased spending on certain efforts like eviction prevention, youth employment, and after-school programs.
I don't think that we've had any mission drift at all.
She concedes, though, that Martha O'Brien does need to be more present in the community.
One of the things that we need to show is that it doesn't matter who moves into this neighborhood. We are still here for the original residents.
But many in KC say it may be too late to rebuild that trust. For WPLN News, I'm Maribor Knight.
This was reported in partnership with the Tennessean's Nate Rao.